With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it makes sense to offset the Israeli aid package with spending cuts to the IRS.
My belief is that this dire situation in Israel is so important that it's more immediate than that. And if Democrats in the Senate or the House or anywhere else, want to argue that hiring more IRS agents is more important than standing with Israel in this moment, I'm ready to have that debate.
The House is scheduled to vote on a funding package that pairs U.S. border security with Ukraine aid. The package will come up for a vote as soon as lawmakers pass the $14.5 billion Israel aid package. Meanwhile, Israel's ground troops advancing toward Gaza City and President Biden suggesting what he called a humanitarian pause on Wednesday. Also at SRNNews.com, the mayors of five big cities want a meeting with President Biden about how to better manage arriving migrants.
The mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York want to meet with President Joe Biden. They are seeking federal help in managing the surge of migrants that they say are arriving with little to no coordination, support, or resources from the president's administration. The Democratic leaders say that while they appreciate Biden's efforts so far, much more needs to be done. Chicago alone estimates it will spend roughly $255 million on the migrant crisis in 2023, and they are now scrambling to find indoor shelters as the temperatures drop. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street is sharply higher on hopes that the Federal Reserve may finally be done with its market-crunching hike to interest rates. The Dow is up 397 points, the NASDAQ adding 192. This is SRN News. Parents weigh in on social media. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia is going all in on abortion. Officials with the organization say they will spend just over $1 million through Election Day on direct mail, digital ads, and volunteer outreach to highlight candidates' positions on abortion in five Virginia Senate districts and six House districts. This is SRN News. A murder trial in Austin, Texas is underway in the fatal shooting of pro cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson. Caitlin Armstrong facing up to 99 years in prison in the May 2022 slaying. One of college basketball's most iconic and controversial coaches has died at the age of 83.
The turbulent and brilliant basketball coach Bob Knight has died. His temper was legendary. In 1985, he tossed a chair across the court. But he took pride in his players' high graduation rates and never was accused of a major NCAA violation.
I don't expect you people to have agreed with what I've done. And if I did, I would have asked your opinion.
Knight led the Hoosiers to three NCAA championships. He was among college basketball's winningest coaches with 902 victories in 42 seasons at Army, Indiana, and Texas Tech. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.